All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Well, folks, we have bid farewell to 2014, and at the same time, the regular season in the National Football League has come to an end. Now, the race for the coveted Vince Lombardi Trophy as Super Bowl champions is down to 12 teams. Now, of course, the Denver Broncos, New England Patriots, Green Bay Packers, and Seattle Seahawks have first-round byes this week, but there are 8 teams in 4 games this weekend that are going to look to do whatever it takes in order to advance, and of course, only 4 of those teams will advance to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. Who will those guys be? We'll have to wait and see. But these are my picks for wild card weekend in the National Football League. Now you have the 11-5 Arizona Cardinals, who are a wild card team, and they will be traveling to Charlotte, North Carolina to take on the 7-8-1 Carolina Panthers, who won the NFC South in spite of having a losing record. Now, first and foremost, you look at the field down there, and it has been beat up this week because there was a bowl game that went on in the world of college football between Cincinnati and Virginia Tech. But the thing is, the Carolina Panthers right now as a team, they are rolling. They are running the football. They are playing effective defense, and they have really rallied around their quarterback, Cam Newton, and their head coach, Ron Rivera. And right now, the Panthers are simply believing in themselves. The same cannot be said for the Arizona Cardinals, as they have really backed in to the postseason party due to the fact of the injuries. You look right now, this is a team that is down to their third-string quarterback. They have injuries at running back. They have dynamic wide receivers in Michael Floyd and Larry Fitzgerald, but the bottom line is they don't have the guy to get them the football. Carolina is playing with a ton of confidence, while Arizona is not. Thus, I'm going to take the Carolina Panthers at home by the score of 30-20. Now, the classic Hatfields versus McCoys matchup in the NFL will take place this Saturday night as the 11-5 Pittsburgh Steelers, champions of the AFC North, will host the Baltimore Ravens, who come in as a wild card team. Now, of course, these two teams meet 2 times per year in the AFC North. The Ravens have black and purple, while the Steelers wear black and gold. But the bottom line is, once this game is over, both of these teams are going to be black and blue. These teams are splitting images of one another. They like to play physical football. They both have Super Bowl winning quarterbacks in Joe Flacco for the Ravens and, of course, Big Ben Roethlisberger for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you have 2 Super Bowl winning coaches. Of course, you have Mike Tomlin for Pittsburgh, and you have John Harbaugh for the Ravens. Now, no Le'Veon Bell at running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers, as he suffered a hyperextended knee in last Sunday night's victory over the Cincinnati Bengals to win the AFC North. And he has really been a difference maker for the Pittsburgh Steelers this season. He had over 1,300 yards on the ground, but on top of that, he was becoming a tremendous pass receiver coming out of the backfield and a big option for Big Ben. Now, you look at Antonio Brown at wide receiver for Pittsburgh, and you can expect this Baltimore Ravens secondary to look to double him as much as possible, being that they now do not have to worry about Le'Veon Bell coming out of the backfield. On the flip side for Baltimore in their running game, they've really gotten a shot in the arm this season from running back Justin Forsett, as he's had over 1,200 yards on the ground, and you cannot count out Steve Smith at wide receiver, as he is still getting it done as a 35-year-old wide receiver. You look at both of these defenses, they have playmakers. The Steelers are a little bit older on the defensive side of the football, but the Ravens, they are a veteran bunch as well, and they can get it done, and they will be happy to have Elodie Nada back at nose tackle to really anchor things up front. This is going to be a tight one, as most of the games between the Steelers and Ravens are. And I'm going to take the Ravens on the road in this one by the score of 23-20. Now, moving on to Sunday, you have the 10-5-1 Indianapolis Colts making the short trip, the Indianapolis Colts with a record of 11-5 will host the 10-5-1 Cincinnati Bengals, who are making the short trek to Indy. Now, the Colts did win the AFC South once again this season, and they will be hosting a Bengals team that is looking to get their first postseason victory since January of 1991. Now, for Cincinnati, I keep saying it week in and week out. Which Andy Dalton is going to show up at quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals? And if it's the guy that stunk it up earlier this season when the Bengals were shut out by the Colts at Lucas Oil Stadium by the score of 27-0, you know, the head scratching is going to continue for the Cincinnati Bengals organization as far as Andy Dalton's performances in the postseason. Andy Dalton has to come ready to play this Sunday afternoon. And you look at the running game for Cincinnati with Jeremy Hill. You have a banged-up wide receiver, A.J. Green, which means, you know what, rely on his running game with Hill, and Dalton just simply has to find a way to lead his team to victory. Defensively, the Colts can get it done against the Bengals can get it done against the Colts. And part of the reason is you look at Andrew Luck at quarterback. He's a guy that has been asked to do so much this season single-handedly for this Colts football team. Indianapolis cannot run the football, which means that this Bengals defensive line has to find a way to go back there and put a ton of pressure on Luck, and they have the capability of doing it. Cincinnati just has to simply go out there and play smart, and they can find a way to get this victory. And I'm going to take Cincinnati on the road in this one by the score of 27-23. And finally, the one that everybody is talking about will take place at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, as you have the 11-5 Detroit Lions coming in as a wild card, taking on the 12-4 Dallas Cowboys, who won the NFC East for the first time since 2009. Now, Dallas comes into this game favored by a touchdown over the Lions, and these two franchises do have a small bit of playoff history. You go back to 1970 at the Cotton Bowl, it was the Cowboys that defeated the Lions 5-0 en route to winning their first NFC championship. Then these two teams did meet in the 1991 NFC playoffs at the old Silverdome in Pontiac, Michigan, and it was the Lions that took care of business versus the Cowboys 38-6. Now, this season, the Cowboys have lost 4 games, and all of them have come at home, while the Lions have lost 4 of their 5 games away from home, being at Ford Field. Now, Detroit did get a shot in the arm this week when the suspension of defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh was reduced to just a $70,000 fine. Of course, Suh did step on the leg of Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers last Sunday, and it sparked a bit of controversy around the National Football League. Now, you have two gunslinger quarterbacks in this one. Matt Stafford for the Lions, and of course, Tony Romo for the Cowboys. These guys have good running games which they can rely on, and it's simply the fact that these quarterbacks cannot get too trigger happy back there in the pocket while trying to force things. You look at Joique Bell and Reggie Bush in the backfield for Detroit. Both of these guys will be ready to go, and of course, the phenomenal season that DeMarco Murray has had at running back for the Cowboys as he gained over 1,800 yards on the ground. Then, of course, the outstanding wide receivers that both of these teams possess. Of course, Calvin Johnson for Detroit and Dez Bryant for the Cowboys. Now, you look at this Dallas defense. They have lived off of forcing turnovers this season, and it's a situation, if their front seven can put some pressure on Matthew Stafford, he can make some mistakes. So that's going to be imperative for this Dallas defense to try to go out there and do that early in order to get into Stafford's head. For the Lions defense, their front four against this Cowboys offensive line is going to be mano a mano, because this Dallas Cowboys offensive line was probably the best unit as far as getting off of the ball and opening up holes for Murray this season while also protecting Romo. And a lot of Romo's protection came from the fact that Dallas was able to run the football this season so effective, which allowed him to do a lot of play action to Bryant and Jason Witten. This is going to be a knockdown, drag-out type affair, and I think the first team that blinks in this one is going to lose. A lot of people are writing the Lions off, while a lot of people are drinking the Kool-Aid for the Dallas Cowboys. And I think that's going to be the difference in this game, as I'm going to take the Detroit Lions on the road by the score of 31-27. So, folks, those are my picks for the wild card round in the National Football League. And I want to once again thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of the weekend's action from the wildcard round in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have a wonderful weekend, and enjoy those football games.